Members of the MBTA Financial Oversight Board are calling for additional revenue-raising measures even after voting to increase fares earlier this week. Several board members say fare hikes by themselves won't generate enough money to support and improve the T. They suggest higher gas taxes, higher fees on ride-hailing services like Uber and Lyft, and charging those services extra for operating in heavy traffic areas during busy times. Monica Tibbetts-Nutt is on the MBTA Fiscal and Management Control Board. She spoke with Bob Oakes about ways to raise more money for the T.
You know, you were the only member of the control board who abstained from voting on MBTA fare hikes. Tell us about your reasoning.
Honestly, it's not that I'm not arguing that we don't need the fare hikes. I just think at this point, I had a lot of questions around the operating budget. As proposed, it was not clear to me that we would be able to meet the scheduled service that we've already promised to riders. It wasn't clear to me what additional operational investments were going to be put forward that would actually impact the customers in their daily commutes. And so that's why I erred on the side of abstaining, because I felt like the vote was premature until we'd gotten that budget a little bit more fine-tuned and staff had an opportunity to present us with some of the projects that were going to be more customer-facing.
Do you think, then, that fare hikes are necessary?
I think fare hikes are one of the only mechanisms that the agency has to increase their revenue. And so I think it's very easy for the agency to go to that since it is their one lever. With that said, the fact that we don't have any other levers and the fact that we don't have anything beyond the state assistance that is not guaranteed from year to year is what has put the agency in this situation where the operating budget is going to constantly be cut to try and balance it. And that is directly impacting the quality of the commute.
So is part of what you're saying that the T needs more autonomy in how it deals with rising costs?
I don't think it needs more autonomy. We just need more funding streams, and we need to be working with the state to find out what those funding streams are going to be. If anyone wants our transit system to get better, we're going to have to find revenues from other places, or we're not only going to not be able to keep up with our state of good repair, we're not going to be able to deliver the quality of service that we've promised, and we're definitely not going to be able to improve the quality of the commutes for our riders.
How about raising gas taxes to find more money for the T? House Speaker Robert DeLeo says that it could possibly be on the table.
I think the gas tax should have been raised the last time we had a crack at this, and I still believe that. You know, you're seeing other states within the nation tapping into that to try and get those additional revenues, and I think it is a fantastic idea.
But what do you say to state residents who only a few years ago, about 5 years ago, rejected a plan to raise the gas tax?
I mean, I think at the end of the day, it's really, do we want a world-class public transit system? Do we want to start addressing the congestion that we are becoming so very well known for? If we want to, the gas tax is one of those levers that can help us achieve it.
How do you feel about the other proposals that have been floated, increasing fees on ride-hailing services, charging people who take ride-hailing services during highly congested hours a little more for coming into town during those hours?
For me, it's really the ride-hailing services themselves that should be paying increased fees to the Commonwealth. I'm not going to go after people who, in a lot of cases, may feel like they have no other choice to be able to get to work on time or have no other choice that don't have a bus lane or a train lane that's going to where they want to and they can't afford a single occupancy vehicle. But I do believe that the ride-hailing companies have been profiting off of our streets and profiting off of using our bus stops, using our bike lanes. They are making money off of the public way, and I think that they should be paying in the same way that many other services have to pay.
Monica Tibbetts-Nutt, member of the MBTA Fiscal and Management Control Board, thanks a lot for speaking to WBUR.
Thank you. Have a great day.